Hello and welcome to Navigate with HSBC, a podcast series where we dive deep into investing and market trends that help you make informed decisions. Today, we will explore the current market landscape, risk management strategies, and the evolving role of alternative investment funds. And joining me for this discussion is none other than Prashant Jain, the founder and CIO of 3P Investment Managers, a legendary seasoned investor who's navigated multiple market cycles, created a serious amount of wealth for all his investors. Thank you so much, Prashant, for joining in. It's an absolute honor and a pleasure speaking with you. You've been known as the person who batted for PSUs for the longest time until you were finally proven right by the market. And where do you find value in the PSU pockets in particular?
It is not proper to categorize all PSUs as one. They are different businesses. The reason why they moved together was almost all PSUs are in economic sensitive sectors. There aren't any PSUs in consumer staples or in IT or in pharmaceuticals. So when economy suffered around COVID times, all PSUs suffered. And as economy recovered, as economic sensitive recovered, PSUs did well. I think time has come at current valuations to distinguish between PSUs based on the different business models. It is right that PSUs have come off like many other parts of the market. But we must remember that that correction has happened after a 5 to 10x rise prior to the correction. So I would say PSUs today appear to be by and large fairly valued.
Is there any other market trend which you believe investors aren't paying enough attention to?
I personally feel that this common view that small mid caps create more wealth, I find it hard to believe that. I think the bulk of the extra returns happened because of the much lower base that the small mid caps were at. When COVID happened, let's say the large cap index fell 30%. The small mid caps fell, let's say 70%. When things normalized in the small mid cap, 30 became 100, which is a 200% return. And in a large cap, 70 becomes 100, which is a 40% return. 3 out of 4 investors in India today have joined the markets, have opened the Demat accounts post-COVID. So they have experienced only the post-COVID high returns of small mid-caps. And those are much better, but that's because of a much lower base. So I would say that extrapolating that into the future would be very erroneous in my mind. And actually, that was the reason why you created far bigger excesses in the small and mid-cap space compared to the large caps.
From an investment standpoint, you know, the AIF route, the alternative investment funds route, that's what you've chosen after being at a mutual fund. What are the merits of this versus the other? How do you differentiate the two?
These are very similar products. The underlying portfolios represent Indian listed equities. So I wouldn't say there is much to argue for the superiority of one over the other. The way you pay taxes is slightly different in an AIF versus a mutual fund. But essentially, I would feel that they are largely quite comparable. And the difference over time will come from how you manage these and how your portfolio performs. But mutual funds are suitable for the mass market because the minimum ticket size is extremely low.
Right.
In AIFs, the minimum ticket size is quite high. And so to that extent, they would appeal to a much smaller segment of the market.
Mr. Jain, I have to ask you this, and this has nothing to do with the markets, but still everything to do with the markets. You know, what is the one thing that your experience across all the things that you've done in life taught you about markets? And what is the one thing your experience across markets has taught you about life?
I think both in life and in markets, right understanding, clarity of thought and patience make a big difference. So Mr. Buffett has said that EQ is more important than IQ in investing. And we experience it every day. In equities, you can make very big money, but not quick money. Similarly, in life, you can achieve big success, but more often than not, it will take a long time to do it. There is one difference, however, in my opinion. Life in general, the nearer you think, the more you are clear about the likely outcomes. Let's say if you ask me, what are you likely to be doing tomorrow or next year? I'll give you a fairly specific answer. If you ask me, what about 10 years from now? I'll say probably I don't know. But in markets, it is just the opposite.
Wonderful.
If you ask me, what will the markets do tomorrow or next month? I'll say I don't know. They could be up 5-10%, they could be down, which is saying nothing. But if you ask me, where should the markets be 10 years from now? I think the answer to that is fairly easy and fairly range-bound. If India's GDP grows 10-12% a year, markets, you know where they should be, between 3 to 4x 10 years down the line. So this, I think, is one important difference between life and markets.
Wonderful. That's why they call you the legend, right? That was a truly insightful conversation. Thank you so much for your time, Prashant. We hope our listeners gained valuable perspectives on the market, investment opportunities, understood the difference between mutual funds and alternative investment funds as well. We'll be back with another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thank you so much for watching.